Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby. O'Neill Central, OOC, OOC. O'Neill on Cleve Central, OOC, OOC.
O'Neill on Cleve Central,
OOC, OOC.
You're listening to O'Neill on Cleve Central.
Baby.
So the last time we had this man in the studio, we caused quite a storm.
It was sick.
It was pandemonium in the studio. His energy is ridiculous.
Thank you so much.
It's no wonder he is involved with the show as huge as Coke Studio.
Yes.
Now, we spoke about it briefly then.
Yeah.
We've seen some of the episodes throughout the weeks.
Sure.
So we thought we should catch up with 37MPH, super duper producer. Look, all kinds of things this man does with music. And the last time we spoke, you were also traveling.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
How was your secret?
It was good.
Rendezvous.
It was good. I wrote some music, and I'm now currently busy recording that and making it come alive.
Okay. Well,
the whole December. I'm just
I know. You said the break. You wanted to go and write music at the time. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you working with anyone in particular?
I prefer to keep that a secret until
this guy and his secrets.
No, you know media. I don't wanna make promises, you know what I mean? Sometimes you wanna make a good song with somebody in studio.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't work out.
Okay.
But I'll tell you for sure, I'm writing a song with Trizzle.
Okay.
He'll probably be on the album. He's a really good friend of mine. And I'm trying to make new friendships also, you know. I mean, yesterday I went to the North God launch.
Yeah.
And I realized how many friends I have. I was like, hey, actually, I can
call
anybody.
How was that?
It was amazing.
Was it?
Yeah, man. The music was good. He performed with the live band.
Nice.
Great, great vibe. He had angels. He had angel chicks. You know, is that guy.
He is. Dallas,
you know what I mean?
Guy.
Yeah,
seriously.
It was amazing. We had a good time. Enjoyed some good music. I left there very inspired. I had really cool conversations. One of the guys I had a chat with, I'm really looking forward to making a song with him. It's El Tito.
Yeah.
I was making jokes about last Friday. When he fell
from
off the
Greece.
Stage. Yeah. No, but he's such a sport
video.
About it, right? So that's what I told him. I was like, dude, you know what?
He owns it, which
is
cool.
I was like, you're such a sport, man. I was like, let's reconnect again. Let's get in the studio. So I'm really looking forward to doing some work with him.
So are you guys going to do a song about falling? That'd be a nice angle.
the thing about that is it's gotta be timed right. You know what I mean? We gotta drop the track like today or tomorrow.
As soon as possible.
Or like Monday or something
for
it to be still relevant.
Actually, for a rapper, he should have done a song by now. Like, even if he was jumping on someone else's song, it really would have.
Jumping on someone else's song.
Oh, wow. The puns are endless. In fact, something else that I found out, which is interesting today, although I haven't heard the song myself, there's been obviously buzz following AKA's Badass Remix.
Yes.
And I heard Nadia Nakai has put out her own remix because she wasn't featured on that.
Oh, yeah.
Said, that's what it's about, man.
Right?
And I hear she was trending today. I haven't been on social media.
I also haven't.
Which is what, this is what it's about, man.
Yeah,
you guys should be doing these things now.
Exactly, like all the time. We should actually, somewhere there should be on the internet, there should be instrumentals. People should be jumping on each other's instrumentals all the time and just testing in each other's skill. You know what I mean?
Certainly. I mean, we saw that happening with Adele. Hello.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, a lot of guys had forgotten who Joe Thomas was.
Yes.
But of all the renditions, when I heard Joe Thomas, I was like, damn. It reminded us of how incredible a singer he is.
Yes.
Now, speaking of which, something else that people don't know, which I learned through your Instagram.
Yeah.
You're a fitness fanatic.
Bro, I love it. That's what gives my energy up, man. I love fitness. It's like, it's part of my lifestyle. It's like...
Clearly.
It's actually embedded in my stage name. 37MPH stands for Spirit, Soul and Body, 7 days a week. I'm a deeply spiritual man. I'm a Christian. I love God. I read my Bible. I try and feed my spirit. My spirit
and,
man.
And you also travel as well.
Yes.
You travel to these serene places.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me about that.
Okay, that was a really cool trip organized by Good Noise Production, the company behind Coke Studio.
Yeah.
So we went out there to go and brainstorm and just like get together and just put ideas together for season 2. And then we just but they just booked us out to far out there in the mountains, and we just took walks, which is amazing actually. I think that's how I'm gonna write or at least finish off my album.
Okay.
It's like, yo, just go somewhere and have like two or three setups and just have creatives, and then we'll just have a good time. Take walks in the morning, make music, party, sleep, wake up, do the same thing again.
Do you ever feel congested in terms in your creative space?
Yeah.
Do you ever
yeah.
feel like I'm just congested? I just can't
yeah.
define my creative spark.
Ish, all the time. All the time. And I rebel, you know. I'm mind over matter, you know. Whenever I'm feeling stuck, I always look for something. What's gonna create the new thing for me?
Yeah.
And I'll go take up a course, I'll go online, get a course, learn a new skill, you know. That's what gets me out the rut. I really do not like to be in the rut, you
okay.
know. Even if I go hang out with another producer, preferably younger one,
yeah,
because they have crazy ideas, and just chill, like, can I help you today type of thing, where I'm the servant, I'm the, you know, the assistant.
Now, of yeah. all the songs that you've been hearing on radio, I mean, everybody
yeah.
is trying to put out a song
for
the
December.
Festive season.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there any one of the songs that you heard mm-hmm. production wise that
yeah.
just caught your attention?
Yeah, actually, I was talking about that last night with a bunch of guys at Les's thing. I really feel, you know, The Baddest is a really good song.
Yeah.
The music is sleek, it's clean.
Yeah.
It's based on a very simple idea.
Yeah.
And literally it's just like a loop. But the vocal production is amazing. That's what gets the story. That's what makes the story worthwhile.
I think that's the one thing about AKA. He seldom gets credit for that.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that is consistent throughout his music.
Big time.
It's very clear. I've always said it's so audible.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you're properly engineered.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hardly ever rushed.
Yeah, yeah.
It does sound that way.
Yeah. It definitely goes in. Like it's a song I really enjoyed. It's a from first listen, you know, I heard it on the radio.
Yeah.
And every time I hear it, I'm like, this is a really good song.
Yeah. No, that's true. That's
yeah.
actually very true.
Yeah.
You know, for me it has always been a battle between you know, when I'm somebody who consumes a lot of music, but I
sure.
consume a significant amount of hip hop.
Yeah.
But I've always had a problem with rappers not outgrowing wanting to be the dopest MC
yeah.
as opposed to making a great
yeah.
song that I can request on radio.
Exactly.
You know, and I think yeah. that is one thing that AKA does so well.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
it's not focused on the greatest verses.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's just making feel good music.
Exactly.
So is this something you do as well? Is this
yeah.
where your focus is?
My focus is on exactly that. If
yeah.
I can use my music while working out
yeah.
or with friends, you know, in a social environment,
yeah.
you want your songs to be played. You know, the last thing that you want as a producer or an artist is having you make songs out there
yeah.
and like when you're chilling with your friends, your music is not being played. That's weird for me. I mean, I think that's what got me into music in the first place, is that, yo, I can actually make some beats
yeah.
and my friends are going to be sitting around, we're listening to all those beats. Not that I'm an egotistical person, but you want music to be part of life, you know.
You have to be protective over your art.
Yeah, exactly.
Your favorite instrument?
Yeah.
What is it?
At the moment it's the guitar. I'm learning guitar.
Okay.
Yeah. I picked up the guitar. I've had a guitar for a while.
Yeah.
But I picked it up again and I'm taking lessons. It's my favorite at the moment.
How are you on keyboard?
Keys. I've got a grade 8 in piano
in a performance in classical piano. Is this your comfort zone?
Yeah, this is my comfort zone.
Okay. Can we have him play around?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Here we go again.
It's only fair. It's only fair. It's a pity Gina refuses to sing for us. He'd be the perfect vocalist. So, ladies and gentlemen, we've got royalty in the studio. We've got 37 MPH. He's blessing us on keys right now. Just mess around and let's hear where you are, your headspace, where you are creatively.
Oh, yeah. How do you turn up the volume?
Now, I'm going to be talking to you throughout.
Yep.
Okay, so is this something you're familiar with or it's just coming to you right now?
Oh no, this is an old song I wrote.
Okay.
So hot.
Okay.
You're so hot, 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 damn. You're so hot, hot.
Is this JR and TP? You
damn.
Did that?
Yeah.
Oh nice. I didn't know that. Yeah. What's happening with TP, man? That's another dope
I haven't seen that brother in a while.
That's a dope vocalist.
I haven't seen that brother in forever.
Gina, why are you doing this to us?
It's sabotaging.
What's with the sabotaging?
Yeah, anything.
Yeah, yeah. So cool. So let's hear some of... Let's do a bit of a medley of stuff you've done.
Okay, cool.
Do you recognize it, Junior?
Not really.
Khatalena.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. But JR, you did that?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah. And then
it's coming to me. You see, we hardly ever know who's behind the music.
And then,
is there such a thing as my favorite keys?
Okay. I've written so many songs in G minor.
Okay.
Yeah, G minor just works for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Junior, what is yours?
What's your favorite key?
I love the black keys for some odd reason.
Ah, yeah.
I don't know
What is black keys? What is black
keys? All the black keys, the C sharp, B flat, A flat. Okay, not B flat though. I'm not B flat.
Yeah, you see, because B flat is really close to C major, which is like almost white keys.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. I'm clueless.
He's a... that guy. I do not play black keys much. When I started playing... The funny thing, I was the guy who was playing black keys.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I love my the other keys.
Yeah.
Play
something
familiar.
What do you want to hear?
Anything. Gina, why don't you let me have two producers test one another? Why don't you just throw some names at him?
Names.
Yeah.
I suck at pop music. I'm good at music. Church songs.
Okay.
You can even do hip hop if it means.
No. I suck at pop music. Like
okay, where's your area of expertise?
Church music.
Church music.
Yeah.
I'm horrible.
Like what kind of church?
I'm horrible.
Any kind of church.
Gina is good with that.
Like probably anything from Joyce. I don't know if you listen to that.
No, I don't listen to Joyce. I listen to Hillsong.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Do you know this one? It's so unfortunate that you can't do it like I can. It's so unfortunate that you can't do it like I can.
This guy is amazing.
But you see, that's the thing. I had no idea.
Yeah.
That's the thing about being a producer. You don't have to be all up in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're beginning to see a lot more of you now. What's happening here? What's the idea?
I set a goal last year. I said one of the biggest things I want to achieve in 2015 is to expose my brand and let people know what it is that I do.
Yeah.
Without it being in their face, like, oh, this is what I do.
Yeah.
Let the work speak for itself.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what happened this year. I got to go out, be on TV, perform on shows, and be in the background writing theme songs or music directing and... Pretty much, that's what's happening. That's the life.
Let's talk about Coke Studio.
Yeah.
What happens to the music? I know they do mashups.
Yeah.
No.
It's not mashups.
Okay.
These are
proper
songs.
Collabos.
Yeah. These are songs that we sit in studio.
Okay.
And we write from scratch for the artist. Well, with the artist.
Okay.
And we work them over a period of 3 days.
Okay.
That's the whole idea of Coke Studio.
All right. And then what happens to this music once it's ready? Yes, they do perform it.
Yeah.
We see that.
Yeah.
What happens to it?
It goes on. It's on iTunes, and you can also buy it from 37618.
Oh, so it's available.
It's
for
available
download. You
for
can
everybody.
Literally
yeah.
buy it.
Yeah. So all you need to do, if you don't know the songs that are on Coke Studio, you just log on to CokeStudio.co.za.
Yeah.
And then just you'll just go to every episode. You can either go to episodes or tracks and then download or find the details of the song that you want to buy.
What has this done for you as a producer?
For me, it's given me an opportunity to just flex my skill and just like take the rust off, you know, and work with just about any kind of person.
Was it any, was it challenging at any point?
Yeah, it was challenging every day.
Yeah?
Yeah, no, it was it was fun, but it was very challenging. If it wasn't challenging, I wouldn't have applied myself.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when I was out there, I think I was contracted to do 10 songs.
Yeah.
I ended up doing 17 songs. That's
Who
how much fun.
Who is the easiest artist to work with because of how flexible they are vocally?
I think, that's a tough question. I enjoyed everybody. Lelo.
Yeah.
There's a lady called Lelo. Man, Lelo performs live.
Yeah.
She plays live.
Yeah.
She's a live singer.
Okay.
She does a lot of corporate work.
Mm-hmm.
And when she got to studio, the process was so easy, you know.
I think that's the other thing, that people who are amazing who just do corporate shows and who are not interested in the limelight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, the really interesting thing about her is that she's amazing as a corporate singer.
Yeah.
A lot of the corporate singers and really trained singers, they don't excel when it comes to writing songs
commercially.
Yeah. And with her, it was something amazing. I heard a song that she did before, and she came to studio within the first 5 minutes. I was still trying to break the ice.
Yeah,
acting a fool, playing piano, and she's like, "I have an idea." I'm like, "Let's hear it." And she said in the sweetest voice, "I have an idea." I'm like, let me hear it. And she sang this amazing song about being underrated and her doubting herself. And I was like, yo, I connected with it immediately. So I started banging on the piano, recorded a loop. We did our whole demo in the control room while we were sitting. No, actually, not in the booth, where the piano is.
Yeah.
And we wrote the whole song and then we took it.
How does Coke Studio work? I know I've met some of the guys in Kenya. I was in Kenya at some point and they were shooting for Coke Studio.
Mm-hmm.
Does it go from region to region? What's the story here?
Okay. There's different Coke Studios. The first Coke Studio that we had was Coke Studio Pakistan.
Okay.
That was the original one. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, that was they've gone up to season, I think it's season 9 maybe 7 between 7 and 9 seasons. So it was a model based on the kind of music they make.
Yeah.
And they, from what I understand, is it's not all original music that they do. They just their main focus is the performance of the music.
Ah.
Now Coke Studio Africa, the one in Kenya, is also based on mashing up artists, putting them together, but there's no original music. It's just it's based on the performance.
Yeah.
And then South Africa, the Coke Studio South Africa, the thing that makes it different is that we actually make the music. It's music that we make for the artist and we take out to the market. So we're not doing a cover version of any song. It's all original stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, so and we just get together. I think that the thing I really like about Coke Studio South Africa is that it's a thing of unity. Let's bring these people that don't get each other and get them to make an amazing song, which we call a fusion.
All right. Now, our vocalist is here.
Uh-oh.
Our vocalist is here. So Matema just showed up, ladies and gentlemen. So we're about to get into it. We've got...
hello.
We're well into our final hour right now, thanks to Matema. So the entire show has just been waiting on you, Matema.
Yeah.
Okay, can she come in?
I didn't think I was going to meet Matema today.
Well,
I'm proper starstruck, hey.
Oh, are you?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Listen, I'm glad the both of you and Gina are here on Keys because we're going to exploit her talent for all it's worth today.
Wow.
And ladies and gentlemen, we're about to turn it up just now. I did promise you that, look, we're going to make it work.
I should have brought my, you know, I actually have my gear in the car. I've got my push. I'm able to like make loops and
dude, why don't you just run downstairs?
I'm going to do that.
This is what we do. Hi, Matema.
Oh, hello.
Just sit anywhere you want to sit.
Oh, okay. I'm so starstruck.
Yeah.
Okay.
I follow her on Instagram.
Okay, you want to calm down?
Yeah,
let us know. Should we leave you in the studio with her? Can we let us know?
It's cool.
Okay. Hold on. Let me just sort you out. What do you have to say for yourself? Wait. Don't say anything. You're gonna sing it. You're gonna sing your apology. Junior, play some keys. Matema's gonna sing. For 1 minute, she's gonna sing.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry, South Africa. My deepest, sincere apologies.
She's gonna sing. Apology. Okay, it's a minute after 3 right now. You're gonna sing until 3 minutes after 3. Your apology, Matema. We're listening.
I'm gonna run and go get my gear. Cool. Oh, she can't hear. Take my headphones.
Okay, so here we go, ladies and gentlemen, unrehearsed, unradio.
Sunshine when he's gone, it ain't right when he's away. Ain't no sunshine when he's gone, he's always gone too long. Anytime he goes away, no sunshine when he's gone. It ain't right when he's away. Ain't no sunshine when he's gone. He's always gone too long. Every time he goes away. Once again, my deepest apologies, South Africa. Thank you so much for having me.
So, tell us what happened. How did you end up here at this ungodly hour?
Oh my!
In the middle of the night, you show up here, Matema, at like 2 a.m. in the morning, and you reek like alcohol. I'm kidding. Why are you late?
Well, you know, there's traffic everywhere. It's December, people are going home, you know. I really want to go home as well. But yeah, the traffic is something.
So
else.
I just don't understand. Like, why didn't you leave early?
I did.
You
I did actually. Yes.
And then what?
And I found a few accidents on the road.
Oh, okay.
But besides that, it's December fever. Everyone wants to go home.
Okay. We're happy to have you here.
Yes. Thank you so much.
And we're gonna try as much as possible to stay away from questions you are used to. Like, so how does it feel? Do you think you're gonna win? I'm not saying I'm asking you these questions. I'm just throwing you questions. So let me just go for 1 minute. Let me ask you questions you've been asked before, right?
Okay.
So how did it feel when you went crowned? So do you have a manager now? Is your family upset about what happened? Do you think you should have won? You got these questions, didn't you?
I did. I'm thinking, okay, should I go reminisce on answers?
Okay, no, that's fine. Look, we're not going to get into those. We are interested in your talent. Where are you coming from talent-wise? Where? How long have you been doing this for, singing?
My first performance?
Yeah.
Was in... Ooh, my word. I was 10 years old. When I did my first performance.
Okay.
And I was singing for the community. They had a gathering and they had pianos and guitars and drums. And I was like, okay, let me sing. And I sang a Brenda song, Brenda Fassie's song, Black President. People loved it. And I thought, okay, maybe I can sing.
Why Brenda? Were you a fan?
That was the only song I knew back then.
Okay.
They were like with like the whole entire song. As the...
Now, are you in any way related to Rebecca Malope?
No, actually. No.
I had to.
Really now?
She defended you to the death.
I saw that and yeah. I was starstruck.
Have you spoken to her?
No, unfortunately.
You haven't?
I've never met her and I really can't wait, you know.
Okay.
I've loved that woman since.
Yeah, she's hectic. She crawls. That's what the spirit does to that woman. She crawls. Like, she sings and she crawls. There's absolutely nothing that gets you closer to God than crawling when you're singing. Like, when the emotion and the spirit takes you there, then you know.
You call close to God. I see you. I see you.
So we're expecting you to crawl today on the show. Now, once again, we're hanging out with Matema. You know, listen, because you're so popular, everybody keeps saying Matema, Matema. And I find myself saying it. Look, Nake Motswana from Botswana. So you're going to be Matema.
Is that which is correct?
So it's supposed to be Matema.
Yeah, right? Mahotema, the mother of progress.
Yeah, so I find myself saying Matema, right. Matema, like everybody. But it should be Matema.
Matema.
Okay, so perfect. There we have it. It's easy stuff. Now, we also have 37MPH who decided to go and get his gadgets. He's connecting them because we've got a star in studio with us. You went to Bloemfontein last Friday.
Oh, yes.
Tell us about it.
My word, I was invited to be a judge, actually.
So you went performing?
I did, but okay. The main aim was me to be a judge. And okay. It was a beautiful talent show, the finalists. 25 contestants with different talents, singing, dancing, acting, drama, whatever. Mm. And it was fantastic and very hard. I didn't know judging could be this hard because the talent was just amazing. And of course, I did close it off with 2 or 3 songs.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was fantastic.
So what songs do you perform out there?
Actually, I get demands, hey?
Yeah. Okay.
They're like, hey, we demand this song, we want this one. Some, of course, request, okay, can we have... But it's never what I want to sing. It's always what the client wants.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, among all the judges that have sat before you, whom do you think has shaped you into becoming the artist that you are today?
Gareth Cliff.
You're such a damn liar. You are
what?
Such
no, no,
a
no.
damn liar.
No.
So, just because you're here... Listen, look, we don't do sucking up here. So you can tell the
Gareth
truth. It's
Cliff.
Fine. Really?
Gareth Cliff. I shout out Gareth Cliff. Yes.
Why? You just... Okay. So I think she's lying. Though.
No, he's the best, man. Gareth Cliff has never said anything negative to me. Since.
Okay.
Since I got there.
Okay.
He's never said anything that I could go home and say, sure. Did you hear
yeah.
that?
Yeah. So how are you handling the fan mail?
You can ask them. There's no... inbox, there's no notification that I haven't responded to.
Okay.
I am forever on.
You honestly think you can do this for a full year?
Yes, forever.
This is a challenge to you.
Forever. I love these people.
This is a challenge to you. I'd like to challenge you to that. Can you promise me that within a year, you would still be doing that?
I promise. Perfect. Yeah.
Okay. Listen, idols, audience. One thing I've come to realize is it's people who enjoy reality shows,
yeah.
And they're also the same audience that watches Big Brother. I at some point embarrassed myself on Big Brother, so I think I'm in a position to warn you.
Ah, wow!
It gets tiring at some point. But anyway, you're gonna sing for us now. You have an opportunity to choose a song you want to sing for us. And then the rest of the time, we'll be telling you what you'll be singing.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, my word.
So are you good to sing? In the meantime, can we have a sing?
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. Wow. So this is your only time that you get to decide what song you sing.
And then from there, it's...
Yeah, we're just telling you what to
wow.
do.
Wow.
Your fans are waiting, Matema. So,
get ready.
Just sing,
just
he will
sing
follow.
Anything and he'll then follow. I'll follow.
Follow.
Yeah.
He wants to be a follower. Are you a follower though on Instagram? No, you're not following me.
Unfortunately.
I follow
you. But I think I'll send you a friend request on Facebook.
Guys, can we save this for somewhere, like strip club, somewhere later? It's hardly the place.
It's very hard actually to be put on the spot, like sing. Like.
That's what we do here. That's why we have keyboards here.
You know,
listen, first of all, that's rich coming from somebody who just came out of that show.
Because
you're constantly on your toes.
Yeah, but you know what? It's easier there with song
how?
Choices because you've been given a list depending on the theme. Because you know we get themes, okay? This week we're singing 90s songs.
Okay.
And you get a list. Of
okay, we're gonna 90s. Do 80s. Something from the 80s. Give us something from the 80s.
I'm gonna sing Brenda Fassie again.
Okay.
Weekend Special. I love that woman.
Okay. Just hold on. We're gonna do that in just a little bit. Don't move.
Okay.
At High School, we love Apple stuff. Yeah, baby. Okay.
Central, WOC, WOC, we need a long peace central. WOC, WOC, we need a long cliff central. Listening to Neil on Cliff Central. WOC,
yeah, baby.
At iStore, we love Apple stuff, but we're only human. Sometimes we drop our iPhones on the road, face down, and it makes us sad. That's why we came up with iCare Plus, a nifty little product exclusive to iStore for when stupid things happen to good people with awesome phones. It'll have your beloved iPhone covered for water, screen, and physical damage. So come to iStore. Why would you go anywhere else? Visit myistore.co.za for more info. T's and C's apply.
Come on, boys, let's do this. On 1, 2, 3, let's go.
You listen to a mediocre central. Radio has never been this good. A mediocre central. WOC, double O C. A mediocre central. Radio has never been this good. A mediocre central.
For all those times you stood by me, for all the truth that you made me see, for all the joy you've brought to my life, for all the wrong that you made right, for every dream you made come true, for all the love I found in you, I'll be forever thankful, baby. You're the one who held me up, never let me fall. You're the one who saw me through it all. You were my strength when I was weak. You were my voice when I couldn't speak. You were my eyes when I couldn't see. You saw the best that was in me. Lifted me up when I couldn't reach. You gave me faith cause you believe I'm everything I am because you loved me. I'm everything I am because you left me.
Nice.
Okay, let's take it to the 90s now.
My word.
So just keep playing, she will keep singing.
90s.
Yeah.
How did you get here? Nobody's supposed to be here. I've tried that love thing for the last time. My heart said no, no. Nobody's supposed to be here. But you came along and changed my mind. I've spent all my life on a search to find the love who stayed for eternity, the heaven sent to fulfill my needs. But when I turn around, I gain love has knocked me down. My heart got broken, no, it hurt so bad. I'm sad to say love wins again.
Say amen. Okay.
The chorus one more time.
Why are you get here? Nobody's supposed to be here. I've tried that love thing for the last time. My heart said no, no. Nobody's supposed to be here. But you came along and changed my mind. How did you get here? You know a pianist is showing off when he still continues to play with your dad.
Yeah. Oh my word.
Yeah, he's showing off.
Really?
Now, what's the song you enjoyed performing the most?
Wow. There's a number, hey? I enjoyed Tina Turner. That was the first time I sang.
Which one did you sing?
Tina Turner, River Deep Mountain High.
River Deep.
That was the first, like, up-tempo song.
Why did you enjoy that one in particular? Was it because it was challenging?
It was challenging. It was okay. Very high. It had, it, like, it needed that energy, you know.
Okay.
And yeah, I think that
you also did "Hello," which is by far the most annoying song right now on air. So I'm gonna go ahead and annoy our listeners right now and make a few happy. Are you gonna sing it for us?
Wow.
Listen, just do me a favor. I need you to move this side. I'm going to need you to move this side. Are you going to play "Hello" for us?
I'll try, dog.
I think I remember "Hello."
Okay. All
right. Yeah. Do you sing it in A minor the way she sings it?
I don't remember.
F minor, I think.
Okay, so they're still trying to... are we good to go?
Hello.
Do you want to hang on to my thing here?
Yeah, dog. Most definitely.
Yo, there's so much movement in the studio now. So, because I've got two producers. They're fighting for space. We've got Junior on keys. I've got 37MPH now joining the keys. And
can you put a piano and a string?
A piano. Yeah, most definitely.
I'm actually capturing all of this so you can see the drama as it unfolds. And we've got the lead songstress.
I'm not gonna hear the end of this, am I?
No, you never.
Wow.
Is that it? Is that a hello? Okay. Please pass me a bucket. I wanna vomit. I'm kidding.
Wow, that's harsh, bro.
Oh, I'm easy.
I'm kidding.
Actually, this
continue.
Song is demanded.
It's nauseating, though. It's still nauseating. Okay.
Hello. It's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. I know everyone loves this part. Hello from the other side. I must have called it 1,000 times to tell you I'm sorry for everything that I've done. But when I call you, never seem to be home. Hello from the other side. Any more. I don't I had backing vocalists. That is so nice.
Improvising out here.
By default.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, cool, man.
So interesting stuff. So nice, I think basically what we've proven is that you can do this. It wasn't like they were not aiding you on the show. This is your stuff. What is your strength? What do you think your strength is?
I think everyone should have confidence. So I think that is my strength. I use confidence wherever, even if I do miss a note, but I miss it with confidence.
Okay.
Then it comes out nice, but I missed it.
So what has been the most shocking offer you've gotten since you left SAI Idols?
Shocking.
Yeah. Surprising.
I actually haven't received anything yet, hey?
You haven't?
No.
You haven't?
I actually haven't received anything yet.
Okay. All right. Now, in terms of, there are obviously opportunities that come with this.
Yeah.
Have you had any?
Not
that are worth mentioning?
Except for the fact that we're doing huge corporate gigs, you know?
Okay.
I'm flying to Cape Town tomorrow.
Okay.
For the ANC rally there.
Okay.
And I feel honored because
that's amazing.
You know, yeah. I just come from Bloemfontein to be a judge, you know, from a contestant to a judge. It's such.
What about projects as an album, your album?
Well, because, you know, we have contracts that we're still working within right now.
So oh, okay. So, I see. So you can't do an album outside of.
No.
For how long?
Well, depending on what they want to do with you, you know, because, okay. You know,
Okay, so they still want to exploit you. We get it.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to create our own album here.
My word.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know if I'm ready for this, hey?
Yeah, it's happening.
Yeah, with two producers. I like where this is going.
All right, we're taking a break. When we come back, we're going to have you perform because 37MPH is actually ready for us now. Can you hear that metronome? Yeah, that means
it's just going down.
We're coming back.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Central, OOC, OOC, O'Neill on Cliff Central. O'Neill on Cliff Central. You're listening to O'Neill on Cliff Central.
Yeah, baby. At Sibanye Gold, we believe leaders are made, not born. We also believe we can create a sustainable legacy by helping to develop tomorrow's leaders today. Which is why we have partnered with the Leadership Platform to nurture leaders who are committed to growing our country's economy.
We are proud to say it's an initiative that's already showing glittering results. Sibanye Gold, we are one.
Can you put a price on your future income? And how much will it cost you to look after your family for as long as is needed? It seems the new Road Accident Benefit Scheme has an answer. 44,000 Rand. To be exact. That's the maximum amount you'll ever receive if you're involved in a road accident. Surely our futures are worth more than that. This message was brought to you by the Law Society of the Northern Provinces. Go to truthaboutrabs.org and add your voice.
It's O'Neill Africa. Cliff Central. Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Sometimes I wonder if maybe I'm a lucky girl. Sometimes I think everything is too good to be true. Sometimes I wonder if this is a dream. But there is one thing that I know for sure. I'm a strong woman, just like my mother. I am happy, I've learned how to love. I'm flying high, free like a bird, and it's all I'm a strong woman, just like my mother. You can be happy, just learn how to love. I'm flying high, I've made it this far, and it's all because of you.
I'm curious to find, how's this single doing? I know it's available for download.
Oh, yes. It's actually doing great.
Is it?
The first time I heard on radio, I was like, oh, man.
Nice.
It didn't feel real, hey? Because, you know, I've always wanted to hear my song on radio. So when it played, I was like,
So you worked with DJ Cleo on this, didn't
you?
Oh, all right.
Yes, yeah.
And how long did it take you to put this together?
2 days.
It was done in 2 days.
Yeah, we were working under a lot of pressure. So went in studio today. Tomorrow we had the track.
Is this a sound going forward for you?
Yes, it's actually a cool sound. It has jive. It has beautiful lyrics.
Okay.
And it's speaking to almost everyone.
Okay.
So I love it. Yeah. All right. I can actually venture into this.
All right. We're going to go into a performance that features Matema Junior, 37 MPH, before he leaves us.
Yeah.
And we've got another amazing and talented artist. We've got Fiesta Black. We've had her here on the show before, but you know, it's festive season. We decided to just, you know, light up the place with her, bring her here and just, you know, have a jam with us. Are you ready to jam with us?
I always jam.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Put on your headphones because you're going to be a part of this amazing production we're about to get into now. All right, guys, it's entirely up to you now.
I don't know. Go, bro. Go for it.
So you decide where you start the song. This is a completely new song, by the way. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was not warned by this.
Nobody ever warns you about this.
Am I supposed to sing here?
Yeah.
Wow.
Your fans are waiting.
Wow.
You got jokes.
Okay, maybe listen, you can tell him if you want him to switch it up. If you can, if you want Junior to switch up the keys.
Don't yeah, okay. Give us a more melody.
Yeah, yeah. Give us something
like
singable.
Something like this, like the.
Okay.
What key are you in?
Yeah, I'm on A flat.
So the your fourth, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so the.
Yeah. What do you guys think of the tempo, though?
That's nice.
Okay.
That's very nice.
So something like that. You A flat, huh?
Yeah, we're coming. I can feel it. It's here.
We'll get there.
Somewhere here now.
Maybe next year, but we'll get there.
You are funny.
All right,
is the tempo fine?
Perfectly fine.
Yo, can you turn up
We're chilling right here on Cliff Central. It's 15:31, we're gonna have some fun. I'm told I have to sing something I've never heard, but I'm gonna do my best because I'm doing for you. I'm out.
I'm coming in. All right. Yeah, man. Sabotage, get it?
I may have just brought in the laziest singers I've ever come across. Like, and they're all saying I'm out when they're done.
Okay.
I'm about to challenge
Listen
you guys. We
to
still have
this
time.
Guy, he's talking what? He's telling us we ain't doing a good job now. I want him to do something better than what we do.
I'm already doing it. All right, can we switch up the song? I think the song. Let's just switch up to a song that would inspire our artists.
Inspire?
Yeah, because it's either you're uninspired or you have no talent.
That was amazing, though. Yes, I could like girl.
Nah, I wouldn't pay to go watch you guys performing that song. I'm sorry. Listen, can you guys do a song that I would want to pay?
Money.
Like I would want to download it.
We're doing it for charity.
No, nah. I think even charity would say no.
That's
yo. That's easy. Yo.
Oh, listen, I'm referring to a girl named Charity.
Oh, you start a beat, dog.
Okay, come, let's go. Alright, cool.
I know she vibes like this.
Okay.
When? Yeah, Shy Floda.
Yo, it's a reunion here.
Where, ma'am?
I just met her today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, guys, decide. We don't have much time now. Decide and let's perform something before we get out of here.
You're sweating.
Yes. Yeah, it was that song. It was when it got to that part.
Can I suggest something?
Yeah.
For your tech team.
Yeah.
He needs to have like another mixer for all these things to be plugged in.
Yeah,
it's
no,
so
we'll get
easy
there.
For us to like such a simple thing cost like less than $900.
Listen, we'll get there. We're working on it. Don't worry.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, we're working on
it. There's actually one chilling.
It's like gun control in the States. We're working on it. We'll get there. In the meantime, there'll be occasional shootings, but we'll get there. Yo, I'm sweating like a prostitute inside a truck.
Hey, Bo. And where have you seen that?
Uncensored.
Oh, sorry. What did I say?
I cannot repeat, sir.
It's the heat, you know, it's getting to me. Like.
Oh, wow.
Am I being charged here?
I don't swear.
Can
anymore.
I excuse you guys and just go outside? You can do the show and
that'll be amazing.
Yeah, like do carry on with your gospel show. Just, you know? I'm sure you can bring in Rebecca here.
Cool.
She's a fan. Okay, let's do something gospel, shall we?
Yeah, that'd actually be great.
Yeah.
Wow, your excitement just killed me right now. Like it's overwhelming.
Yeah, that'd be like so amazing.
Yeah, your enthusiasm.
No, so excited.
I didn't think it off, so I'm like,
oh, you're sure. Blown away like, by yes. How ahead of time I am, aren't you? Okay, cool. So we're going to do gospel.
Yay.
Let's do something.
Take it away, right. Bro, Junior.
I think.
You can start any song.
Okay. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, I give myself away, so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away, so you can use me. Oh Lord, you're beautiful, and your face is all I see. And when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me. One more time. Dear God, you're beautiful. Your face is all I see. And when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me. I'm about to crawl now.
We need a bit of crawling up in here.
Yeah, we are.
Thank you. That was awesome.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
So since the ribs was right, this is your area. Like,
yeah, that's the vibes. Have you noticed how awkward she gets? Have you never had a fan before? I'm sure you have thousands of fans.
I'm one of them.
Right?
Yeah.
But she's not weird to her. Why? Did I do something wrong?
Also, no, what?
Oh, yeah,
what do you mean?
I was wondering what it was. Yeah, she's so weird to you.
She is, right?
Why are you weird to 37 MPH?
Why are you being weird to
me? Don't say that live on radio. Don't say that. What did I do?
Girl, tell him how you feel.
Tell him.
Yeah, sing how you feel. Sing your feelings.
Already the actions are speaking louder. I might as well.
Okay, why... Okay, while we sort out this Jerry Springer show.
Wow.
We're coming back. Don't move.
It's O'Neill Africa. Cliff Central.
Oh, Tando.
give you mine. Shower with my love, sweet love all the time. Rub a dub dub in the tub. Shower me with love. Just give me your heart, I'd give you mine. Shower with my love, sweet love all the time. Rub a dub dub in the tub. Shower me with love.
Ladies love, oh, real. Yeah, baby. Oh,
Central, double OC, we need a long cliff central. Double OC,
we need a long cliff central.
Double OC,
you're listening to we need a long cliff central.
Double OC,
yeah, baby.
So I just played you something from Fiesta Black, and she's hanging out with here in the studio at the moment. Let's just catch up with her. How you been?
I'm so hurt.
Why are you hurt?
Alang, put your horke with the new afro.
No, wait, I just began a conversation with you. Foreplay has to start somewhere.
But besides, I
did.
What?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Thank you, my love.
You what?
I did.
What did you ask again?
I said she looks very, very pretty.
No, but I was getting to that, guys. I couldn't do it off air. I wanted to do it on air. See, now the moment is gone.
No, it doesn't matter anymore.
Okay, fine. Listen, can I show you later?
Show me.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I feel like I walked into another show. I'm like, I wasn't prepared for this.
It's a completely new show.
Seriously.
Listen, it's disintegrating. Esther. The hotter it gets in here, it's just...
Brain cells are just...
Just empty. Downhill.
They're going the
other
way.
Welcome to the show. You look absolutely breathtaking.
Thank
you so much. No, this is great. I love the whole ensemble.
The new look.
But I think it will look better on the floor.
I feel like this is scripted. Are you sure you're not reading a script or something?
No.
Unscripted.
Guys,
so
I can explain.
This is for you.
Go first, Steve, please.
I like this guy. Get the same, my boss.
Yeah, I'm no longer using my brain to think. It's the way it's down. So, good to have you on the show once again. The last time you brought mad energy. Can you focus? Can you try and focus?
Okay, yes, I'm here. I'm back.
Okay, cool. All right, now, what have you been up to since then?
I've been in Botswana for a while. It really like a week ago.
How long were you in Botswana for?
For like almost 5 months.
What were you doing there?
I was finding my new sound.
Did you find
jail.
It?
Yes.
In Botswana. In jail.
Did you say jail?
Yeah. I was in jail, yo.
You were in jail in Botswana?
Yeah.
You're in prison?
Yeah.
You're in jail?
Yeah.
What did you do?
I overstayed.
You overstayed in Botswana, and they put you in jail.
For 5 months?
Yeah.
That is not true.
For real?
No, that's not true.
But she does have the muscle tone of someone who's
fine.
Just been in jail.
Let's get to this. Wait. I think the tone of the conversation just changed. We need to understand. What happened?
I overstayed, and I don't know. What's wrong with you?
How did you overstay? How did you not know that you're overstaying?
No, I knew.
Okay.
But then I was in Maung at the time.
Yeah, which is quite far.
Exactly.
Yes.
And I didn't have any way of coming back.
Okay, so what happens? You try to cross the border and they say, no, you can't.
Exactly.
We're taking you to jail.
They confiscated my passport.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. And how long were you in jail for?
5 months.
It was a cell. It wasn't like proper jail.
It was a cell.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, but that's
too
long.
Did you write songs?
That's too long to
I
be
wrote
in a cell.
An entire album.
Okay, let's hear it. Can we hear this?
Could you beatbox them into your phone at least?
Okay, she's messing with us.
No, I'm for real. Like, for real, real.
Anyway.
Just because she didn't
just
take a
selfie.
Just
because I'm crying.
Listen, I'm from Botswana.
Just because you didn't take a
I'm
selfie.
Just shocked.
Oh, you from there?
Yeah.
That's his hometown.
How do you feel?
About what? I am shocked and dismayed.
No, you know what? As crazy as it was, I feel like it was an amazing experience.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, there's nothing like jail.
No, tell me nothing. No.
Absolutely.
No, but as a writer, the music that I've written now.
You need to be arrested.
I wouldn't have been able to write what I've written now if I hadn't gone through that.
Nice.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, please go ahead.
I'm looking forward to hearing the songs, you know?
It's amazing.
My word.
So now, did they give you a phone? Would you be able to like beatbox it and record it?
No. So I never write, period. I always write in my head.
Did you have a book to at least pin the ideas?
No.
Did you do push-ups in the gym?
Yes. In the gym?
No, in the thing, in the cell.
The
there's no gym there. So, exactly. Okay. How were the conditions though? Were they harsh?
No. It was jail. You sit in there with the other people, laja, go back. If there's a nice cop on duty, he'll let you make a call.
Did you make friends?
I made a lot of friends. Wow.
Okay, so how did you now? How are you here now? How did you end up here?
Immigration.
Okay, so immigration, what happened?
They came and they got me because no one was bailing me out. What? I couldn't communicate with Lance. Lance didn't even know where I was, by the way.
So how long was it again?
Five months.
Shame on you, Lance.
No, he didn't know.
Shame on you.
They didn't know. They didn't
I honestly
know.
Like I'm beside myself in shock. Like you're saying this with such
and she,
poise.
It's
yeah, like this is
it.
Your thing. Like
no,
I just go to jail and I come out and I do interviews and I go back in.
No, it was
are you going
time.
Back in?
It was my first time.
Because you look like you're looking forward to going back in.
Are you crazy? No. It was therapeutic. You guys won't understand.
She's a criminal record now.
You guys won't. No, I don't think so.
All right, cool. Listen. How are you feeling?
I am better than ever.
Your family, how are they handling it?
Well, when I was that side, I couldn't talk to my mom a lot.
Yeah.
But then she came down last week. Actually, it was made it like a few days ago, went down back to Limpopo. She was here with me for like a week.
Wow. I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to tell you.
So when did you get back?
But the way you're saying it, like it's a by the way. Like, yeah, but I was just in the...
Guys,
you know?
Like, yes, and when something happens, it happens. And you can't dwell on that stuff.
Wow.
I got so much good out of it, more than bad. So I couldn't be happier.
Okay. All right, guys.
So now, are you gonna collaborate with Bruno and Fistos from Gumshe?
Gumshe is a jazzame.
They made an album straight out of prison.
Oh no! You see now you're making it about this whole prison thing.
I'm just asking.
It's not about that.
Okay, guys. In fact, I'm gonna switch off all your mics except for hers and mine, because I need to get to the bottom of this.
What?
I'm kidding. Okay. Now, listen, have you been to see someone to help you with the ordeal? Because I'm sure it affected you, didn't it?
I don't know, yo. Maybe I'm just another breed.
Okay, how long have you been out for?
It's been 3 weeks, 2 weeks.
You've been out of jail for 3 weeks.
2 weeks.
And this guy is so cool. Like,
he works in the office. Go get her.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, your government chipped in. They came in and saved you.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what is happening with you right now? What lessons do we draw from this?
Obey the law.
Okay.
Don't overstay if you know you shouldn't overstay. And when in a situation where you feel like, oh, no, like, just surrender and God will do all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you think this is the hardest thing you've ever done or gone through?
I've been through harder. This one was more of a beautiful experience, more than an ordeal, like drastic, painful. It was growing. It helped me.
What do you
grow.
Mean you've been through harder? You've been to Guantanamo Bay?
No, I've been through stuff that wasn't as hectic, but it was more painful that I couldn't deal with.
Okay.
This helped me more. It didn't break me at all.
What were you doing in Botswana in the first place?
I teaming up with fake promoters that you don't even like do your research.
Mm.
And then they tell you who are the promoters, and then you get that side, and then
so
like
a promoter took you to Botswana and things didn't work
exactly.
out. You ended up overstaying and you were in jail for 5 months.
Exactly.
Do you want to sing for us? It's okay if you don't want
to. What do you want me to sing?
Anything. Anything. Anything.
There's one that I wrote yesterday.
Okay.
Okay. Lomgol debuya gutenao
ngisasemncane bengiyazi lento engizandayo ngihlezi ngicula 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 bangincoma abantu bathe lo mntwana lo angosi yami ngiyacela ukuthi umculo wami uphumelele ufikele wonke umuntu ulalele umhlaba jikelele umthuliso khalileyo umfumane ulahlekileyo umduduzo khathazekayo umhluthiso lambileyo.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
All right.
It's beautiful.
Listen, I hope you understand. It's going to be awkward until we leave the show now.
Are you serious? No, it shouldn't be. Please don't let it be.
You won't. Okay, fine. Okay, can we act normal?
Yeah,
let's act like,
can we be shallow for a bit?
I've let's just act like.
So now this weekend is a big one. I've been normal all along.
Yeah, okay, you're so chill.
all right, Matthew, how are you?
Mara, I thought we're gonna be normal. What's wrong with you now? Why?
But I'm normal.
Yeah,
but
no, you're not.
No,
exactly.
Why are you checking
asking me like that?
I'm checking up on you. We haven't been speaking for a while. I was talking to Fiesta Black.
Yes, I am.
Also known as Tupac Shakur.
Magna.
What? Biggie.
When did this happen? Please tell me.
You've been to jail, son. You did time, son.
I am so sorry.
You did time, son.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, you got more rap than more rappers.
We still have goons.
You got street cred.
Listen, what did you miss while you were in jail?
I missed the studio and being on stage.
Okay. Have you been in studio yet?
I've been in studio every night since I came back.
Okay. All right. Madim, what are you up to this weekend?
Tomorrow I'm in Cape Town. Sunday I'm going home. There's a homecoming party.
Okay.
We're hooking up at home, so everyone is invited. We've actually organized taxis from here to Limpopo.
Okay.
So we're going home, a welcome homecoming kind of thing.
Limpopo.
Just make sure your passport is sorted.
Yeah, we should come as well.
No, if you do
you don't need a passport, dog.
No, listen. This is how it starts. You think you don't need a passport. You end up crossing the border. And you end up somewhere.
Watch it.
But you still get a good song out of it. So it's
no,
fine.
But I'm serious. What? I'm just saying, guys, listen. This is honestly serious. This is a time to travel. And not everybody's familiar with laws of other countries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Familiarize yourself with those things
so
that you understand.
Yes.
You know, I mean, one of the newest things I think with the Home Affairs is traveling. If you're driving somebody else's car, you need to ensure that you've got an affidavit from the police. And this is something new, and not everybody knows this thing.
Yeah,
so that's all I'm saying. Mm. Like, the most important thing for you as an artist has to be your passport right now.
Yeah.
Ensure that those things, even though your passport is fine, where you're going, find out
And
what would be needed.
Yeah, and you know, when you travel out the country, the most important thing, you have to scan your passport.
Yeah.
And then you always have to keep the scanned copy on you.
Yes.
And then they recommend that you actually leave it in the hotel, in the safe.
Yeah, in case. Yeah, you
yeah
see,
like literally, like even if I go running, like I love running. When I'm out the country, I go running, and if the cops stop you, they have the right to actually arrest you if you can't produce positive ID.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
See, there you go, you see?
So, even in Mozambique, you have to always have the neighboring country, SADC.
Yeah.
You have to have your
you always have to have it
on
you.
Or a copy of it.
True.
See, there we go. See, very important.
Yeah. That's a deep story. Let me tell you, I almost got into a similar situation in Lagos. I was out there
and
working.
That's some place to be in.
Yeah, and yeah. I was taken by the artist I was working with. They're like, yo, let's hit the club. Mm. And I left my passport in the hotel because I thought we were just going around the corner. And we're all in VIP. And I don't dress. I'm not a fancy guy, you know. I don't have gold chains. So I left the VIP to go to the bathroom. And I came back all alone. And the bouncer's like, sorry, bro. I'm like, I was inside, bro. And I'm like in Lagos. I'm like, what am I going to do? How am I going to get back to the hotel? The guys were like, don't take money, it's cool, we got you.
Cool.
So literally I stood there by VIP for like 5 minutes. I'm like, yo man, I've been here. And then I had to like become a bit of a Niger guy. Yeah. So I had to yell. I had to like swear a bit. Like, yo, do you know who I am?
Nah, you know? My friend, I don't want to know who you are. Don't
I had to go there. And then he was like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, there's
and
nothing like, that gets the points across like, do you know who I am?
Yeah. So, do you know who I am? And I was like, let me try.
It's usually followed by taking off your shirt. So then your point is made. Guys, can we sing one more time?
Yeah.
Just before we get out of here, let's just collaborate for something. Give us a beat, man. And just, you know, beat? Just
yeah, always one beat.
After all of that, you know,
let's see.
Yeah. I got wine in the car, by the way. So
I don't drink anymore.
Oh,
okay. All right, cool. So just do what you want with the beat.
I just want a definite should go for, hey?
Yeah?
Like that I can feel it.
Okay, so there you go.
The definite should go for. And I won't do that anymore, hey? I have to like magic house, guys.
Oh.
You don't want
to? Are you a rapper now? Like,
it's still as you. Oh, so you
let's just tone it down. Okay, let's tone it down.
Play, brother. Oh, yeah. No.
All right, cool.
Up the tempo just a little bit.
Yeah.
Bit more tempo.
Okay, let's go. We need to lighten up the mood in here.
Yeah, man. Come on, man.
What do you want to think about, sweetheart?
you and Botswana.
No.
Okay, you want to talk to her. Talk to her.
All right, let me tell you something.
Via sing.
Via song.
I said the first time, the first time I saw you, I thought, ooh, this girl is so super, super, super talented.
Nice.
Now that I'm with you on the same studio, believe me, girl, I'm so honored. I respect you. I can't believe you come from jail. Girl, I respect you. I respect your work. I know you're multi-talented.
Yeah.
Girl can even dance.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So go out there and spread your wings. Do better, go bigger. I know you're capable. You can do it, do it, do it. I love you, beauty.
Aww.
Stay pretty and grow that afro.
Go, it's gonna grow.
Even bigger.
it's about to get big. Where do I take this?
Yeah, you've got 30 seconds to do this.
Okay.
Please don't lie.
I know Shalang Dimbonga Mina. Dimbonga Mina. Dalum Pimbang Nigga Ona.
Oh, yeah.
I know Shalang Dimbonga Mina. Dimbonga mina, and your shalan dimbonga mina. Dala sipangi persona, bawa siko, gizni yela uwe. Bawa siko, muna manda wena. Bawa siko, gizni yela uwe. Bahotiko una manda we.
Ah,
there we go.
All right.
Please say something nice because we're leaving. You know, say something nice, man.
What do you mean? I'm nice. Wow. Listen,
but you know, you can be nice and not say anything.
He's very nice.
Okay, guys, thank you very much. Listen, you made this quite a show today. You may have come late.
Oh yeah!
But the most important thing is that
at the end of the session,
you came. That's all that matters. You arrived at the destination.
The only person that's earlier is
you
me.
Busted a nut at the end of the day.
Oh yeah!
Okay, we
are
out of here.
Lost, okay, I got lost. And person. Navigator kept saying 10 left.
And you know what they say? The beauty's in the journey.
You know. She was this girl. She just came
the beauty
and
is in the
herself.
Thrust thing.
But you got here.
I'm here now, you know.
The beauty is in the thrusting, not necessarily.
She kept saying 10
okay,
left,
cool.
10 right.
Guys, thank you very much. Enjoy your weekend and listen. I don't even know what to say. What? I don't know what to say.
Welcome
but
back.
But you're very strong to be here and just making light of the situation. I think there's a hell of a lesson.
Yeah.
Do something with it. Talk to people, talk to other artists.
Yeah.
I think go around, do more PR and talk to people about it. I think it's an incredible story as
it
well.
It is, yes.
That lessons that can be drawn. Matema, good luck with everything you do.
Thank you so much.
I do hope that they are lucky enough for you not to be late wherever you're going. Junior, enjoy your weekend.
Yo, I'll try, man. But okay, it's going to be a nice one.
Yeah, just don't cross the border, Junior. 87, big up to you, man. Thanks a lot for always showing up when we need you.
Tell you what, man. Can I make a deal with you before
you can't. We're out of time.
Quick deal. Can I come here and showcase my album before I drop it?
Please, come back.
Can I come drop it here? I'll have
come
my team.
Back. Bring your team, everybody.
We're going to go nuts here.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Great. Cool. We'll have a chat about it.
Roger. All right.
Cool.
Thank
we're
going to so
go
much.
Take pictures out now. Cool stuff.
Boom time.
Ladies love. Oh, yeah, baby.
All right. Central, double O C, 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 double